A woman's voice poked a pinhole of light into the scrabble of his mind, and he pictured the sound coming between himself and the dogs, horses, men. Her voice was a safe sound, a barrier, authority without fear. He quivered with exhaustion as he willed himself to remain standing. Never before had his body quit on him. Never. He could press it to impossible limits, and yet here, in the direst of moments, it trembled. Her voice was close. The patroller's voices responded from far off. In a moment, or an hour, the horse's hooves backed away, and she was in front of him, her arms under his armpits, and they moved, a miracle, but it was her legs doing the work, his own being dead. He did not know that Emmeline Justice had saved him from being hobbled. He did not know that she had confronted the patroller who had unsheathed his blade, readying it for Cassius's Achilles tendon. He did not know that they were soon joined by Hoke on horseback. He did not know that she told them she would take Cassius into her home, and that when he recovered, he would return to Sweet Smoke and his duties. He did not know that Hoke nodded in agreement at the same moment that the others scoffed at her in that high-handed arrogance of the desperate poor who crave a lower creature to abuse. Hoke turned them back and created a simmering resentment. Hoke informed them that Cassius was a valuable possession, and he did not care to throw away property. Neither county nor commonwealth would reimburse him for the loss of a carpenter, and he suggested that any patroller on their $8 a week salary who damaged his slave could repay Hoke for Cassius's fair value. But Cassius knew Hoke Howard. Hoke was an emotional man who trusted his first instincts. In a moment of high dudgeon,